So I'm going to ask Keith and Bill to do their bit. So,
okay.
well,
well, Keith will speak for us.
Right. Okay. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity to join you tonight. Just to follow up really on the paper which was submitted to the council. The trust felt it was right to make contact with you. We would have hoped that our chairman would have been here tonight, but he's otherwise engaged. And our chairman is Robin Yellowlees. He chairs the Charitable Trust. Robin may be known to a few of you. He's the son of Dr. Yellowlees, long time our doctor here. And Robin has a background in sports management within local government. So we felt it was an ideal chap to lead our trust. The trust has 8 members on it. There are 3 members from the committee of the golf club, 3 members from the committee of the rugby club, and there are 2 like independent members, including Robin. Basically, as you know, the golf club and the rugby club have come together to try and create a new clubhouse, not only for themselves, but for other sports and organisations in the community. To that end, we are working on detailed plans at the moment. These plans we've been doing in consultation with Perth and Kinross Planning Department. We're still speaking to them. We're not nearly at a stage of making a submission for planning yet. At that stage, we would be coming back to the community council. We're also working with funding partners and the preliminary discussions with Sports Scotland, Griffin Fund, and Scottish Rugby. I think that the purpose of really coming along tonight is just to make you aware of what was going on. It is proposed that the new clubhouse would be on the site of the old one, which is well past its sell-by date. I would emphasise that the land on which the new clubhouse would be built currently is in the ownership of the golf club, and the golf club, whilst supportive of what we're doing, at some stage there will need to be a special general meeting of the golf club in order that the land can be transferred to the trust. The clubhouse would then be run by the trust for the benefit of everyone, and would then provide hopefully a catering service which would benefit everyone, and profits from it in due course hopefully distributed to participating clubs. I think what I'm looking for tonight is just to follow up the paper and basically to ask if you have any questions and to seek your support to the concept. I think that's a summary of it, Victor.
Okay, thank you, Keith. So let's get some feedback. Lorraine, do you want to kick off?
I think, you know, the idea in principle seems good. Obviously, as Keith just said, it probably depends on the members of the golf club, you know, agreeing with the proposed development and things. Obviously, as you said, the clubhouse needs updated, and Aberfeldy, they would really benefit from a kind of new clubhouse to entice new members and new people along to it. Can only be a good thing.
And I think it must be emphasised that it is for the community as a whole. That's why it's called the Aberfeldy Sports Club. It's not just for the two, if you like, promoting clubs.
Mm-hmm. I think my only question probably was, will there be will it change golf course and the aspects of the bridge and things, which obviously is always a concern for everybody, you know, where will those kind of things, but that's not maybe necessarily to do with this particular development or plan at the moment anyway.
It has to be taken into account in our discussions with Perth and Kinross, and we're looking carefully at that. It's I would hope that it might actually improve the views and aspect of the bridge, and hopefully it'll be something that'll be a bit more architecturally pleasing than sitting there at the minute.
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. Elaine?
Yep, all sounds great to me.
Short and sweet. Jane?
Yeah, it all sounds really good. I mean, the thing is, we need to get something. I think the golf, the way it is, the clubhouse might end up being closed. I mean, so you need to have a few other things run into it and get the catering back and stuff like that. All sounds good.
Thank you, Jane. Val?
Would you still have like an area like we have just now for events, like, you know, like parties and things? Would that still be part of it?
Well, very much so, yes. We're trying make sure that the area given over for that would be superior, frankly, to what we have at the moment. But the idea is that part of it would be actually double story, so that the bar and restaurant and the social area would be up the stairs with looking at possibility of balcony type thing, looking over the river and that sort of idea. So that's what we're up. That's the plan. We're trying to satisfy. We've got to satisfy the requirements of everyone, and that's not easy. But I think we're getting there, and I'm hopeful that we will have detailed plans within the next month.
Okay, Karen.
Hi there. It's funny, I've been kind of brainstorming while everyone's been talking. So in general, I find it a real, real positive idea, which given I'm, yeah. So the thoughts that just occurred to me were obviously where the building is, has flooding been considered?
Yes, we've had a survey, a flood survey's been done on the basis of the 200-year flood requirements, and that is... That we're working within that. Yeah.
Because it'd just be silly if it then needed redone, whereas because it's known, like, I don't know, like at the campsite, the sockets can be put up, and I don't know, I'm just thinking. I was then thinking of, with a new facility, thinking of the town as a whole, like, would, if it had toilets, would they be part of the available toilets in the town in the summer kind of thing? I'm just thinking of ahead, stuff like that.
Yeah, certainly something we'd be prepared to look at, because I mean, we certainly want to tap into, we haven't completely worked out how we're going to run things, but for example, if we're putting out some sort of franchise type thing, obviously they would want to tap into the tourist element, and the toilets come into play there. Yeah.
And then I was thinking about like community engagement, and obviously the facilities thing, like a bar area, event area. And I was also thinking of things like kids parties, an apprenticeship, a sport thing with some of the youngsters. And another need is, like, there's a real shortage of like kids clubs, like in the summer, you know, like the cams that they do with the tennis and that. So there is an opportunity to really engage, and if that were part of the plan, I would wonder if us who represent the town would, I mean, obviously I think support is there, might be inclined to even more support it. Sorry, I've got a baby on my lap. This isn't the clearest I've ever said, but I think you know what I mean. Yeah. So that was the just thoughts. And then I was thinking, is the Tin Hut isn't a listed building or anything, is it, of the current golf club?
No, it's not a listed building. It was checked out right at the beginning. And we were slightly surprised. We thought it was at first, but we've checked it out. It's not a listed building. As for your comments on participation, children's clubs, all these things, yeah, we want to engage with all these things.
Yeah. Sounds good. In which case, given you've obviously got a big project, I would look forward to a facility like that with even half of these strands, as you say, really improving the community. So that's... I hope your plans go well.
Thank you.
Okay, so
baby,
I think,
likes it. Baby likes it too.
Oh, sorry.
I'm into that. So I think we're happy to. Sorry, John Duff, do you want to come in?
It was just a question and a comment, I suppose. Question one is, does it involve more parking spaces? Are you able to extend that? And secondly, just a comment about the licensing. I presume that's something that you'll be examining, because I think the functions that you're talking about would require a change in this type of license that you currently have, which I presume is a social...
Well, the licensing would depend on how we decide to go forward. But chances are, yes, it would require a change in the licensing thing.
Yeah.
From the point of view of car parking, it's tricky. We've only got a certain amount of land to work with. It may be that land can be configured in a way that will get a bit more parking, but I don't think it's going to be a huge amount more than we have at the minute.
Okay, thanks.
So it sounds like we can give you a letter, Keith, and we can say the Community Council unanimously endorses the principle of what you're trying to do.
Thank you very much. That's most helpful.
So you've given us a heads up on it. So
yeah, we'll keep you posted as appropriate. I mean, it's a tricky project. There's a lot of strands to pull together. Funding being the main one, and that's not terribly easy when building costs are going through the roof at the moment. So it's a balancing act. But we're confident that there's a good chance that we can achieve our goal.
Okay, I'll do a letter for you later this week. So you're both of you, Keith and Bill, you're both welcome to stay on for the rest of the meeting, or you can opt out at this point if you want to.
Well, I
think I will opt out. The only thing I'd say to Mr. Duff is I hope you haven't forgotten about my request for a dog mess bin at the southwest corner of Wade's Bridge.
I haven't, Bill. I'll chase it up again.
Sorry to pester you on that.
Okay, thank you very much. I think I've got other bits to do. So good luck with the rest of your meeting. Thanks very much.
Okay, cheers, Keith. Bye. Cheers, Bill.